No matter how truly bad you are, you can't undermine the legacy of agents who fight every day to keep us safe, but you can tarnish the integrity of the agency and undermine the agency's capacity. I believe you're failing as a leader, and that your failure does have serious implications for the safety and security of Americans and our families. We're more vulnerable to domestic and foreign attack because of your failures of leadership. I don't think you're fit to head the Bureau, but here's the thing, Mr. Patel. I think you're not going to be around long. I think this might be your last oversight hearing. Because as much as you supplicate yourself to the will of Donald Trump and not the Constitution of the United States of America, Donald Trump has shown us in his first term and in this term, he is not loyal to people like you. He will cut you loose. This may be the last time I have a hearing with you because I don't think you're long for your job. But I'm going to tell you this. I pray for you. I pray for you that you can step up and defend your oath, defend the Constitution, and do a much better job of defending this country. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do you want to say anything?
Yes, sir. That rant of false information does not bring this country together. If you want to work on bringing this country, it's my time, not yours.
My God.
If you want to talk about
dividing this country,
it is my
time.
I
follow you on your social media posts that tear this country apart.
To address your falsehoods.
Oh, you can try all you want
in this country
to not take responsibility for what you have said. Sir, you're making a mockery of this committee. Sir, you don't tell me my time is over. The people of New Jersey tell me what my time is. You can't lecture me.
You can tell me my time's over.
You may be the target of the FBI, but I am not afraid of you,
sir. Mr. Chairman.
Not afraid of you.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
If the FBI, under my seven-month leadership, were failing this administration in this country, why do we have 23,000 violent felons arrested this year alone? A double increase from that time last year. Why is it that we have seized 6,000 weapons? Why have we found 1,500 child predators and arrest them? Why have we 300 human traffickers in jail?